play fake. Manning to Decker, wide open, touchdown Denver. Four-man rush, bounces around, throws to the end zone, touchdown Wes Welker. Raiders bring five, quick throw, wide open, Julius Thomas, inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown Denver. Now it's a quarterback draw, and Pryor is smashed by Weston Woodyard. Hands to Darren McFadden, who is hit at the 1 yard line, and smashed to the ground by Nate Irving.
Hey man, congratulations. I won it all in the division, man. That's a good way to start.
Back here at Dove Valley, joined by John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Broncos move to 3-0 after beating the Oakland Raiders on Monday Night Football. The stadium was incredibly loud on Monday night. Fans came and brought their support. It's great to see. And John, third game of the year, Broncos come a full touchdown short of their season average scoring wise. Have you hit the panic button yet? What went wrong?
Well, we took field goals instead of touchdowns. But other than that, it was a pretty good night. I think that you look at everything, especially offensively, made some big plays and did a good job protecting Peyton. And Eric Decker had a tremendous night. Actually, all the receivers had a tremendous night. So ran the ball better. So it was a good night offensively. Defensively, we got a little sloppy at the end. But I think that for the most part, it was a good day for us. Pryor's a good young prospect that I think has got a lot of potential. And we saw how he can move around and make plays. And so I think defensively, we didn't finish where we wanted to. But I think it was a good outing. So it's always nice to win those home division games as we did, last night. And it's nice to start the season 3-0.
Dennis Allen opts to start the game on offense to begin the game in the first quarter. Broncos force 3-and-out. And then the next drive, Peyton targets every skill player who was on the field. Incomplete pass to Noshon. Other than that, everyone got their hands on the ball. Ended in an Eric Decker touchdown. How does that contribute to getting that first drive cooking when you've got everyone involved?
Well, I mean, I think it, you look at the offense, what we've been doing. I think, the unsung heroes are definitely the guys that are up front. The protection's been tremendous. Obviously, Peyton does a good job getting rid of it in a hurry, but the guys up front's where it starts. And so they've done a great job of protecting Peyton. Plus, Peyton got everybody involved. And I think when you have that many weapons, it puts that much pressure on the defense. And so if they start taking somebody away, there's somewhere else to go. And I think that, you look at the weapons, the Julius Thomases, the Demaryius Thomas, the Deckers, the Welkers, and the running backs ran well. Noshon ran well, as well as Monte Ball. And then and Hellman came in and ran the ball very well, too. So everyone's starting to get more comfortable with more playing time. And it's fun to watch the offense and the fact that, number one, how Peyton orchestrates it, but also the level of talent around him. It's exciting to watch.
Peyton was asked after the game, it's not easy, but he at times can make it look so easy. What is he doing differently early on through three games, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions this year? I mean, you have a sample now to look at if you compare it to the way the season got going, at least the first chunk of the season last year.
Well, I think he's more familiar with everybody around him. Number one, the players around him. Number two, the offense that we're doing. And, last year we merged what we did here the year before with what he's used to doing most of his career. So there's a lot of adjustment on his side, as well as, the offensive staff back a year ago, Mike McCoy and his staff at that point in time. And I think, having worked a year with Adam, who I think has done a tremendous job in mixing things up and in play calling and really putting Peyton good positions to be able to find the right guys and put them in positions to be successful. And so I think Adam in his first year has done a tremendous job.
This morning when you had your coffee and you were reading clips and you just kind of – when you separate yourself from the first three games after being at the stadium last night, you kind of just take a moment to say, you can't do any better than 3-0. John Fox said that his day after presser. And this really is something – special to see considering just what's happened so early here.
Well, I think, and it's been fun to watch. There's no question. It's fun to see for me in the position I'm in. It's fun to see the excitement level about the Broncos. I mean, that's really what, and like you said, you talk about the electricity in the stadium last night and the excitement level that there is about the Broncos and the chance that, and the way that we're playing so far is real exciting. All with that being said, You know, you go back and look at the film, and I will tell you this, you never play as bad as you think you do, and you never play as well as you think you do. And so, therefore, looking at the film today, there's a lot of things that we still have to get better at. And so, you know, we couldn't ask for a better start at 3-0. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, we couldn't ask for a better start numbers-wise, but you watch the tape, and there's plenty of room for us to get better. So, long season. You know, as we've seen, you know, losing Clady last week, you know, you can't get ahead of yourself. And again, I've talked about it so often, is that we got to make sure we keep this picture small and keep the focus to what's right in front of us.
Yeah, which won't be hard this week on a short week with Philadelphia coming to town. We'll get to that in a little bit. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall's the Elway Access Podcast, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hillman running right. Hillman squares, leans to the end zone, and he is in for a Broncos touchdown. They run it right. McFadden is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage, and Nate Irving was there for a loss of one.
How about them Broncos? Broncos on three. One, two, three.
Broncos!
Way to work, man. Way to work. Good W.
Back here with John Elway. This is the LA Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. John, we talked offensively what this team's been able to do through 3 weeks. Defensively, didn't generate four turnovers like they did in New York last week, but a lot of guys getting a chance to show they can come in and contribute and help this defense and show everyone this team can win without Von Miller and Champ Bailey that they've had to navigate through here early on in the season. What jumps out? I guess, do you want to start with Kayvon Webster or Nate Irving or Sean Phillips? Where do you want to start with guys who have shown they can come right in and contribute, guys that either weren't here last year or weren't getting those opportunities?
Well, and I think that they're playing, you know, we're playing great team defense at this point in time, and I think that you can go through every guy that's playing on the defensive side, and they're all playing very well and playing within the defense. And I think, again, as we talked about earlier, is that everybody feels comfortable within that system because it's the second year that we've been in the system. And so playing well within the system, but like you said, Sean Phillips coming in. Kayvon Webster had a tremendous game last night, showed how physical and that he can be as a corner, and he's fast. And so, you know, we think there's a bright future ahead for Kayvon and the things that he's contributing as much as he is right now. Duke, again, played well, went out with the ankle in the second half. Tony Carter's been playing well. He tweaked the ankle. I think that was in the second half also. And so, but the guys just keep coming in and picking up the slack. And so, like you said, we're missing the Von Millers, but, you know, Robert Ayers rushed the passer well, was close several times, got one sack, was several times. And so Terrence Newman and Vickerson inside, two hosses inside that really kind of hold down that middle. And they did it again last night, only allow one McFadden, I think, what 9 yards rushing. And so, you know, and then really the guys that are staying now, Danny Trevathan, as you said, Nate Irving, and then Woodyard are all playing very well. They're playing fast and getting to the football. So it's fun to see them playing good team defense. And as I said earlier, obviously we got a little sloppy late. Jack hates giving up those late yards.
Sure.
You know, that's what happens when they've got, when an offense has nothing to lose, you know, you're seeing some things that you don't normally see to try to play catch up.
McFadden, by the way, 9 yards on 12 carries, less than a yard a carry. I guess gauging this portion of the season, you knew before Champ got hurt you weren't going to have Von Miller for 6 weeks. And then Champ got hurt in Seattle. So you know you have this period when you're going to be down arguably your two best players for a little piece of the season. How cognizant are you of that? Or are you just, you know what, we're looking at the guys who can go today and what they're going to do, and are you just waiting to see you'll go from there once you get those guys back?
Well, you know, I think that we all know it's a long season. It's a physical game, and we're going to have people getting injured, and so we're going to have to to have people step up. And I think we're seeing that, what we've seen with Vaughn and especially and Champ not on the defensive side being out, now Clady being out on the offensive side. You know, you need all 53 of your guys to come in at some point in time and contribute, and that's why the depth on that 53 is so important. And, you know, we've shown, and the guys that are on our 53 have shown that when they've been called upon, have come in and played very well, and that's exactly what we need. You look at Kayvon last night after TC got hurt, came in and played well, and he had a couple big hits. But, you know, it just gives us that ability to – because we're going to have another – there's going to be more bumps in this road before
right.
we get to the end. And, you know, we're going to have guys step up and make up for things that do happen to us. But it's just, you know, it's a matter of – and I know fans get tired of hearing it, but it really is the next man up, because you can't sit there and dwell on injuries because they're part of it. You just got to rely on the guys behind and making sure they're practicing hard and studying just like the starters are studying, because you never know when they're going to get called upon.
Yeah, last week, going into the game, he knew it was Chris Clark. Middle of the game, it was Kayvon Webster. You're absolutely right. Coach Fox says it, and I don't know if fans hate hearing it, but you're right. It is what's happening right now. And, yeah, showing that depth, John, that you talked about. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We'll be right back.
Broncos win. I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy. I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly. You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there.
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Again, Broncos moved to 3-0 after taking out the Oakland Raiders 37-21 on Monday Night Football. And I'm wondering how long John Fox and the staff actually took a moment to celebrate that win, because the Eagles haven't played since last Thursday night. Broncos play late on a Monday, have to turn around and get ready for an unfamiliar opponent. Who does that put kind of further behind, John, the offense or the defense?
Well, I think obviously it's always, you have a shorter week, you're a little bit of a disadvantage, but that's the way it's been for a long time. But now with a new schedule, with a game every Thursday night on NFL Network, then it kind of even accentuates the fact that some teams are going to have more rest during the season. I think if you look at our, you know, you look at our start, we started on a Thursday night, then play again till the following Sunday, and then came back and played on a Monday. So we've had plenty of rest up to this point in time. I know, exactly. So it's a short week this week. And after this week, we get a little bit more of a routine, get a little bit more of a normal schedule. But, I mean, that's the new NFL with all the coverage that the NFL is getting and the TV schedule is. As a team and as a player, you have to be ready to adjust on short weeks, as well as then, you know, the extra days that we've had in the long weeks. And we've had plenty kind of some extra days in the first 3 weeks of the season. So, you know, that's where the mental toughness comes in. You know, we're going to have to, you know, we're at a little bit of a disadvantage because of the rest that they've had. Plus, they're coming on. We're looking at a new team, a new offense, and new head coach. And so it is a short turnaround, but it is what it is.
When there is so many new things that you just talked about, there's a new coach with his new team running an up-tempo offense with a quarterback who's very mobile, who's been in this league a long time, a veteran, Michael Vick, down the hall, is it a normal week just condensed, or are they dipping back into Oregon tape. There's only 3 weeks worth of stuff to
look
at.
Yeah, but I think that they've done some offseason work on it, too. And so I think it just doesn't come down to this work. I know Jack was working on that option, you know, the whatever they call it, the speed – not the speed option, but, the, you know, where the quarterback. And the thing is, I think it helps us a little bit to seen, have seen prior this week and last night because they ran a lot of the option plays where he had the big long gain. And he's also a guy that can move around like Michael Vick. So if any quarterback that could prepare us for what we're going to see in Michael Vick was the guy we saw last night. And so, you know, it's, and I think the defense staff's done some work on, you know, on that option, the zone option in the off season, and also with the long week last week, I'm sure got a little bit ahead. And so, with a short week, but I'm sure they've already done a lot of preparation up to this point.
Lots of coffee down the hall, the work they put in, especially this week, getting ready for someone that team we haven't seen since we went to Philly. 4 years ago, remember that game? Brian Dawkins made his return. It seems like such a long time ago, and now they come here. Broncos again will try and go to 4-0 here at home. Thanks so much for joining us this week with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.